The Confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Book 1, 1712 to 1719. I am commencing an undertaking, hitherto without precedent, and which will never find an imitator. I desire to set before my fellows the likeness of a man in all the truth of nature, and that man myself. Myself alone. I know the feelings of my heart, and I know men. I am not made like any of those I have seen. I venture to believe that I am not made like any of those who are in existence. If I am not better, at least I am different. Whether nature has acted rightly or wrongly in destroying the mould in which she cast me, can only be decided after I have been read. Let the trumpet of the day of judgment sound when it will, I will present myself before the sovereign judge with this book in my hand. I will say boldly, this is what I have done, what I have thought, what I was. I have told the good and the bad with equal frankness. I have neither omitted anything bad nor interpolated anything good. If I have occasionally made use of some immaterial embellishments, this has only been in order to fill a gap caused by lack of memory. I may have assumed the truth of that which I knew might have been true, never of that which I knew to be false. I have shown myself as I was, mean and contemptible, good, high-minded and sublime, according as I was one or the other. I have unveiled my inmost self even as thou hast seen it, O eternal being. Gather round me the countless host of my fellow men.